Shoot What's Up, this classified. We're doing this in Edmonton. You're checking out the grind. We're here with the Half Life crew on a cross Canada tour, East Coast to the West Coast.
What's going on? Sooner or later, are you ready for this? Tell them who it is. I said, what's going on? Your hands up, man up, look up, find out, cut through the rope, nope, not staying tied down, going for a minute, back on the grind now, thought I was finished, not Jerry Seinfeld, guess who, back to stay, get more use out of class in a plastic bag, mom's still looking at me like act your age, cause Friday and Saturday, I'm on the trash to blaze, I don't fascinate, I live it, that's it, I even bought a house off of writing rap shit, but don't get it twisted, I ain't that rich, cause I'm paying off the loan till I'm in a casket, country boy, move out to the city life, back to the sticks with the family, a mini bike, ain't nothing changed, spit rhymes nicest, this game's giving me a midlife crisis.
Get up, get back, get down, get with it. Come a little closer now, don't be timid.
There's a movement happening here, boy.
Put 'em up.
There's a movement happening here, boy.
Put 'em up. Either get up, get back, get down, get with it. Come a little closer now, don't be timid.
There's a movement happening here, boy.
Keep 'em up.
There's a movement happening here, boy.
Keep 'em up. This whole thing failed to amaze me. Since the 80s, this hip-hop thing basically raised me. And lately, everyone's gun is off safety. What happened to the culture? Breakers in the breakbeats. When I was 18, never cared to make green. I'd write rhymes, turn this day job into a daydream. And nowadays, it's all changing. Guess I'm growing up, cause I wonder what the fuck are we raising? Used to be a culture, now it's all a hustle. Used to flex skills, now we flex biceps. I flip flows you ain't tried yet. Make you expect the unexpected. Sit and get your mind. Culture shock, I talk the talk, and I'm a dying breed and still trying to eat. I'm a MC first,
always
business last. It's probably why I made no real cash this class, but
either
I can live
up,
with that.
Get back, get down, get with it. Come a little closer now, don't be timid.
There's a movement happening here, boy.
Put 'em up.
There's a movement happening here, boy.
I said, what's going on? Sooner or later, are you ready for this?
There's a movement happening here, boy.
Yeah, now I don't hate gangsta rap, someone faking jacks. Try to glorify it with hopes of making cash. Steal from a culture and never pay it back. Hate repeating myself, but I gotta state the facts. Most kids know that it's an entertainment purpose. 10% don't, though, and wanna be that person. Wanna sell drugs,
hold guns,
pimp hoes, waste money,
rob people,
get dope. So I know things change and I'm fine with it. But now we getting judged on the crimes we did, or the dimes we hit, or the lines we sniff. Shit, we used to get props for the rhymes we spit. What
either
happened?
Get up, get back, get down, get with it. Come a little closer now, don't be timid.
There's a movement happening here, boy.
Put 'em up.
There's a movement happening here, boy.
Put 'em up. Either get up, get back, get down, get with it. Come a little closer now, don't be timid.
There's a movement happening here, boy.
Keep 'em up.
There's a movement happening here, boy.
Keep 'em up.
CDs at the show. cast for so far. Got off to a good start. Voice is a little wonky, but
yeah. That's early yet. It's early yet. You're like your real legs.
Learning the road.
Now you had some hand in the production of this. You and Chad had your album. Want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I met Chad about a year and a half ago. And he was just doing some. I was writing songs on his guitar, basically, and I recorded a couple of tracks just acoustically.
It's all about you. So every morning when you wake, before the first step that you take, just think it's all what you make it, and you'll make it through.
Yeah,
class.
That was just tracking. You wrote most of the first half of the chorus. Went home and I was gonna listen to it. Like, man, this is gonna be the one to flip this song around. So I call it listening to it. I kind of play with it. It's all the words, like I really want. So I had a percussion, a bass, and both parts for it. That's what I think.
Life's not what you take. It's not about the promises you make. It's not about the friends you might have made or love that is gone. Life is what you give. It's not about the stupid things you did. It's not about the way things could have been. It's about moving on. It's all about you. So every morning when you wake, before the first step that you take, just think it's all what you make it, and you make it through.
Yeah,
class.
This life will leave you stressed out, left out with your neck out. Ain't nothing changed, real life, so we deal right. But it feels like it's something strange. We wondering the dumbest things and let everything get under our skin. Trouble again, trying to impress somebody else is fucked in the head. So do you? You'll never make everyone happy. It just won't happen. At the end of the day, when all say it said, you better be ready to go back at them. I learn slow. My verse shows my growth, my wisdom. If you positive or you negative, it don't make a difference. Not when you live in, 'cause some of the most successful people on this planet will kill themselves or somebody else. Life they really couldn't manage. Then we got bums, alcoholics on the streets with no stress, nowhere to rest, nowhere to dress, nowhere to sleep. And they say, fuck my morals, I'm drinking away my sorrow. I'm living life and I'm happy, I ain't thinking about tomorrow.
It's all about you. Every morning when you wake, before the first step that you take, just think it's all what you make it,
yeah.
And you make it through. It's all about you.
You.
So every morning when you wake, before the first step that you take, just think it's all what you make it, and you make it through. Life is what it brings. It's not about cars and fancy things. Hair salons or diamond rings, girls, don't you lose no sleep.
Yeah.
Life is all about the things you'll never figure out. It's all about the people you allow and the memories you keep.
This here is life, so tell me who chooses what's wrong and right. Is it what we see on TV? Get a job, raise a family? That's how I was raised, how I was brought up. Get a wife, a son, and a daughter. That's how I was taught to be proper. Never thought anyone could get caught up. Then slowly I grew up, and the fairy tale quickly vanished. Realize that life is a bitch of shit. You gotta be able to stand it, and you gotta be able to handle it. The stress and the pressure, you channel it, and you learn to cope at the end of your rope. Any way that you can, with liquor or dope, or work hard. Raise your kids, strip clubs, jobs, whatever it is. Smoke weed, shoot hoops, whatever you find your happiness through, it's your life. Just make sure you know what you want when you go to get it. Keep doing this shit for you, not your crew or the dude you're trying to impress, kid. Life is simple, life is hard, and yeah, life is fun. So enjoy the things around you before your life is done.
Do you? Make it through. It's all about you. So every morning when you wake, before the first step that you take, you think it's all what you make it, and you make it through. Almost turned blue, so I passed the joint to you. But it doesn't mean that you can have the rest.
In the beginning, like, we weren't friends, we just kind of had a business thing.
How did you really feel?
That hurts. No, it's like we became friends out of the music thing, so I think that will make our next effort at it.
You guys had a pretty interesting weekend. You were in Sun Peaks playing the MySpace secret shows. How did that all go down?
I was actually my management about 6 months ago. It's been booked up a lot of stuff. And that was one of the things that came into play. MySpace reached out. They saw that we were doing the tour. They wanted to do something together. And they came up with that idea. And we're all about it. So, you know, MySpace has been a great, you know, exposure, great marketing, everything, just to get our music out as an independent artist. So they wanted to do that. They told us that they were going to get behind us. It was, you know,
if he actually exists, right?
We're really friends, or is
what a prick.
We didn't know his last name, so.
Tom MySpace, I think is what it is. Now, I was doing a little bit of research on you, and I saw that you had performed at Canadian Idol in Halifax, Mass. What will those fuckers say?
Man, that was really a weird experience for me, because, you know, if you're a musician and it's something you love to do and you work out, you're going to take whatever opportunities come your way. And I really felt confident at the time that I probably would make it somewhere with it. And I learned a lot that it's more a TV show than it is a talent competition, because I did two songs. The first song I did, the judges really liked it. And then the second one, it was totally, Sash Jordan flipped on me. And they basically saw the worst parts of it and stuff. And then I just kind of walked away from it. But honestly, best thing that ever could have happened to me. Like, that was, I wrote All About You probably a week after that. Just kind of some self-mentoring type stuff. And, yeah, you know what I mean? And, like, seriously, like, I haven't kind of looked back. And I hope I can be an example to some people that, you know, fucking Canadian Idol is not the end of the road. Like,
definitely. We had a buddy that, we had a buddy that tried out for the one in Saskatoon. And it's the same deal. I mean, you realize, like, what they're looking for is not musically an idol. It's just a mold and making it that corporate image.
To have that somebody's telling me that I didn't do a good job, for me to be able to bring it to the next level and be confident about it and be happy with what I'm doing. So,
what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right?
What we say on the East Coast.
So when I was a couple years back, you played at the Ginger Sky Lounge here in Edmonton. And, there's so many here. But there was a lot of Maritimers there.
So I was going to say, a lot of my friends, like close friends of mine, all come over west, whether it's Edmonton, Calgary, Fort Ontario, Whistler. I mean, it's all Maritimers out here. They move out here for jobs, make money and stuff. So it's wicked to go out here and see everybody. And just to see the love that they showed, you know, an artist from back home.
So would you say the most Maritimes representation when you're touring across Canada would be from Alberta?
I would say so. Only I haven't done this group before. I haven't been out west touring, so. But I know I have a ton of people I know here, so.
Whistler was really good, but like between Banff, Calgary, Edmonton, and Fort McMurray.
Yo, let's take it back to the Maritimes, man. Can't take yourself too serious. Do that thing you guys were doing. I'm from the east coast of Canada, home of the bagpipe. Known for the fiddle players, beer and our keg price. Known for Alexander Keith and the Donair. Home of the moose heads, but I don't really go there. We pay a buck for a liter of gas. And smokes cost $10 a pack. Damn. We always mix our tobacco with weed. It's just the way we always done it. Shit is natural to me. So let me tackle the beat, then unravel the scene. And let you people know what you never travel to see. We got battle MCs, we got storytellers. And we got awful MCs and corny motherfuckers. We got everything you wanna hear. Conscious the backpack. Commercial the gangster. R&B the abstract. Grunge the rock. Classical the country. So many artists working, but no one making money. Welcome to the East Coast. Home of the innocent. Still pigeonholed as a farmer, a fisherman. No major league teams, baseball or hockey. No urban radio, just country and pop beats. I'm trying to shake these stereotypes. So give me space, please. Let me air with my life. I don't even need fish. Shit, I never tried lobster. Can't play the fiddle and never was a logger.
Swimming cleanly.
Yeah, and enjoy cool breezes. But Halifax Harbor's like swimming in diseases. We only know for Anna Green Gables, coal mines, the Blue Nose, and PEI potatoes. The Maritimes is better than that. We living in the nether time, so dead with that. We got universal soul, and buck 65, and the whole CTG, and of course classified. We got backburner, good night, alpha flight, lockdown, Mike Boy, first word, Trobis, and Helltown, and a million other artists trying to get their flow heard, and let you know that we still working on these outskirts. Trying to blow like Halifax explosion. Or maybe Anne-Marie, I know she's Nova Scotian. A hurricane one blowing from the ocean. Either way it goes, I'm still repping for my coast, man. And that's how we do it down here. At least that's how you think we do it down here. You know, we all pile in the kitchen, do it like this. Got paid cash in hand. Damn, short again. Man, that again. Fuck promoters in this scam.
Some of the best.
of samples come from the records and think they have samples. So I've kind of learned that over the years that, you know,
your samples at your grandparents' house and you would have had, like, an average record store.
Give me a sec. Nothing better than a piano loop, but let me get this perfect. Let me pitch it up a bit, a little faster might be worth it. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Those good records that, you know, Craig Davis and producers have known for years. Yeah. Like those artists, the Isaac Hayes, the Bob James, everyone's been through those a million times, so it's kind of like, where do you go now?
I know.
Just, you know what I mean? They've been all searched through a lot of times, so I try to just find something, and it might be a Bob James track. If it's a Bach, I'm going to buy it, so I'll go through it.
So how long does it take you from, like, finding that sample to getting to the point? Is it hard to get to that point where you're like, okay, this is done, this is good, this is what it's like?
Just turn the highs way down. There we go, now I got my bass sound. Drop the beat again, yeah, that's sounding better now. Drumming sounding crisp, bass is thick, yeah, the bass is fixed. Now what could I lace with it? Guess I'll put a change in it, rearrange a bit, add some things and take you to another place with it. Nah, it's too dirty, the kick's too clear, it doesn't mix right. So let me try this rim shot, I'll add a bit of hand clap to give it a touch of hip hop. Okay, that kind of work, yeah, I like that.
A lot of times I'll spend 2 weeks just after everything's recorded and things taking things over, drops, changes, just to try to keep a song exciting. Like the days of making a 2 second or a 4 second loop and rapping, you know, three verses on it, say, hell yeah, or don't stop in the chorus, it's that way. It's, I mean, to me anyway, it's done for me. I just got to keep it exciting for myself, so I'm always trying to just change it, you know, just to handle a low front where that comes from, just to surprise me. So it's probably a 2 week process for me to make a song. Like it's not just sit down one day.
So it's like,
yeah, and you know what happened? That's it. I spent a lot of time on music. I think that's why I'm so passionate about it. I don't just record a song, I get more songs out there. Don't matter. We all sit there and listen to it 20,000 times. Some days I'll be hating it, and I'm like, fuck, I wasted all this time. The next day I'll come back, I'll pay shit, everybody's changing. It's all fun. So it's a lot of trial and error. Just love it.
This is me, trying to do it comfortably. Lazy as hell, but I run my own company. And most music, really, I despise it. But I hate on everything, I even hate most of my
and
shit.
And it's the fifth element,
uh-huh.
Never repetitive,
nah.
Highly competitive,
all right.
Classy and elegant.
Yeah, I'm getting busier.
Can't you tell? I got the rock.
That sounds so well.
And it's
a
red song,
it's
depressed. Like, I've
chosen
some taking things over into something really incompetent.
I got a couple questions about the beat auctions. Who's the guy that does the voice for that? The auctioneer.
Good evening, folks. Welcome back to the second annual beat auction. Tonight, we have some bangers as usual. Some of the heat. Some of the good stuff that'll make your mama shake her lappy tappy. Her caboose. Or whatever the kids are calling it these days. Now, who wants some bangers? Give it to them!
Next beat, please, DJ. Give me something these people can vibe to. Bounce with me. Yeah! This is some of that good stuff, you know? You can say anything over this. Flow any way you want to. You know? Some people like to rhyme quick over this, you know? Some people like to slow it down.
Just a good way for me as a producer to just get some extra instruments on it, a couple extra beats, just stuff I might have.
auctions actually happen.
The instrumentals featured in this full-length skit were produced by Classified and are still currently available.
Sometimes I get confused, but feel like I always lose.
And I can't do a damn thing, I guess it's a man thing. Bump, bump, pass like it's legal to get weed. I'm a man without a focus, like drive me insane. I focus on reality.
Do what we need until we can get by. Drink a little, smoke a little, feel alright. All right. At the end of the day.
Take an underground poll. How many independent records has your town sold? Tell me, have we found gold? I could've got a record deal if I brown nosed. Should I be rich if I was paid for my downloads? Stealing from me, it make me feel sick. But that's the way it goes with the things you deal with when you a hip hop star.
A hip hop star.
Yeah, a hip hop star.
Yo, a hip hop star.
Canadian hip hop star.
Yeah,
it's real simple. Make yourself a rhyme, video, and a demo. You're a hip hop star.
The show,
the bitches,
the gold,
the riches.
It's not what you think.
The tours,
the bling,
the whores,
the rings,
the platinum,
the actors.
It's not what you think.
It's not what you think.
It's not what
you think? Recently, like you said, you feel yourself a manager now. You're starting to have a little bit bigger tours. What kind of experiences does that bring to you? Good, or are you hitting things that you just don't want to have to deal with?
Like my whole last year, I kind of found that I was getting too much to deal with business instead of dealing with music, which I didn't want to make it happen. I just started my whole label, investing my whole life. You've got to come into that business because otherwise you're going to be in someone else's hands. And, it's a music industry, you know, much more back. So it's it came to a point where I was doing, like I spent more time on the phone and talking to people. I couldn't sit down and make more meetings anymore. So yeah, it's just kind of coming to a point, okay, you know, you're going to need some people, more people involved. You know, lose a little percentage of money, but whatever, you know, time, and work at a time. If you were working for it, it's definitely worth it. So I think we've got a couple other people, and they've been working great with the connects in the industry, which is something that we never had. It's always kind of been us just battling, learning. We never really had that person saying, okay, well, okay, maybe you don't need me, and something that we can get back to you, and shit like that. For a festival center, no one's ever been called a box, you know, so it's just good, and you know, you need someone that this whole industry is more connections.
In a van with seven of your man and you only got a gram.
Live it up, live it up.
And when you go to other places, get paid to get wasted. You know you're gonna take
live it.
It,
up, live it up.
Your new video, Fall from Paradise, was directed by RT. What kind of expertise did he bring to the table that you decide to pair up with him?
We just talked. Like, I've worked with his production company, Andy, which also has cares me with all the video. So we kind of always went around each other. We said, what's up? So let's do something in the future and stuff. So yeah, I just like sitting that track and love the track. Apply for the grant, we have to pray for it, put some money into it. And then, thank you, and I had a few for showing for Zuni to get a few of the stuff. So what's going on in the whole community was all around. I don't think it was inspired anything happened to everybody else. So it was just cool. And like, even as a kid, I mean, probably it was just me. When I first started rapping at 15, trying to get that record, you know, I was going to pinch my bottle and the whole shoot. And, you know, everything comes out the door.
My grandparents lived in Mount Uniacke for a while, so I always go back every summer. And just like when I heard there was like, it's like, what? Hip hop's coming out of Anfield now? Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It was 5 minutes from here. Yeah,
I was going through my parents' record collection over the holidays, and I came across an LP called The Little River Band, Sleeper Catcher. Yeah, I was playing it, and I was like, what the hell is that from? Is that like, have I heard that as a punk cover? It's the real album. Yeah, seriously.
Because it played a little bit different. But yeah, that's why I sang the Fall from Paradise. I was just going through that one night. And yeah, that sample came on. I was like, wow. And the song that I did from the drums felt like shit all the time.
Figure I should do this. Are you still listening? You know, what's it gonna be like when I ain't doing this music thing anymore? I'm not gonna be going on tours and shows every other weekend. Like, when are people gonna start saying, oh, Class? Yeah, he's falling off. Yeah.
I know the way the world works.
Put this on in a couple years.
I know that everything that goes up must come down.
Yeah.
And everybody with luck must run out.
Yeah.
So now we're contemplating like, what's up now? The music thing is all gone, but I'll suck it up proud. I did more than I imagined. Tours I couldn't fathom. Broke down doors, for sure I let them have it. If any opportunity came, I had to grab it. Any goal set, I rose and ran past it. Not a superstar and never wanted that. But I did sign some autographs on some groupies' ass. Smoked a lot of free weed. From St. John's to BC, they came out the woodwork to see me speak. That was paradise.
I know the way the world works.
Yeah. It's hard to explain. I ain't close to being finished.
Yeah, I went through all types of bullshit. The story go way back, and I'm proud of myself now, though it's corny to say that. Hip-hop in Enfield was really non-existent. Parents thought it was a fair. Dad, I go in the distance. I try to make a difference. I kept working on persistence. No one paid attention. Now I talk and they listen. MCs are often dissing like I'm the man to beat. Yeah, I met a lot of rap stars, but still a fan of me. I rock shows with Busta, had songs in his movie. Ate chicken with Luda, conversated with Sun Doobie. I drank with Buckshot and DJ Evil D. I did songs with Maestro and smoked hash with Keith Murray. I love hip-hop, cause it made me who I am. It gave me confidence and it made an honest man. This is paradise, and I found a promised land. So now I'm chilling and enjoying my accomplishments. This is paradise. I know the way the world works. Yeah. It's hard to explain. I ain't close to being finished. Couple years after this drop, I'll probably flop, but that's the way it goes when you get on the top. I'm talking about Canada. Yo, this industry's a joke. I'm a Canadian rap star, and kid, I'm still broke. But I ain't working years, and some think I'm famous. Well, other people ask, when the hell I'm gonna make it? I'm good where I'm at, keep the glamour and the glitz. I don't run from my fans, cause my stamina is shit. I appreciate the heads, the critics and the haters. I know I miss the rev, the bitches and the breakers, the tours, the shows, the promoters and the assholes, the beats and the rhymes, cause that's all the class knows. That was paradise. I know the way the world works. Yeah. It's hard to explain. I ain't close to being finished.
So actually, this past weekend, I was out in Vegas for punk rock bowling, where they have, like, well, it's not through bowling, I'll say that. yeah, I mean, you have all the, like, the industry people and all the bands just come together and just have, like, a big, you know, big hurrah and, you know, get your drink on and hang all the time. But I think you guys should get that going. I think that'd be pretty interesting. Anybody new that you're listening to that we should be keeping an eye out during the year for? Honestly.
Samples, I'm mixing it all, you know what I mean, working on some basic, like, really sucks, because I started this idea of how
of stuff get you through your tours when you're stuck in the van? Besides the obvious, I mean, you guys watch any TV, any comedies, or anything like that?
We're all
going
to Actually, right now we have started playing the Blades of Glory, and we've been watching it back to back for 3 days because the satellite barely works. And
I'm telling you, the audio is still so,
next September.
So, yeah, you should be sitting there watching the show. Don't get away with it. You should spend some time there and see the games. Just kind of relax. Like, as much as, like, you know, we sort of said, like, even this tour, we said, no, we're going to tour, so okay, we're going to bring this to the end. The less you get there, it really does kind of take away all that inspiration.
You know something I noticed,
and it's the fifth element, never repetitive, highly competitive, classy and elegant,
I'm getting busier,
can't you tell,
I got the rhymes
that sound so well,
and it's the fifth element, never repetitive, highly competitive, classy and elegant,
now, I'm getting busier,
can't you tell,
I got the rhymes
that sound so well,
I got no time to waste, back at it, time to embrace, kid is too nice, I ain't falling flat on my face, I figured it out, guess I'm cracking a case, and I ain't slowing up, in fact, I'm detaching a brace, so, believe me when I say it, I ain't gonna take no, shit from no man, especially from no assholes, class is too much, I flex words like muscle, and I ain't a hustler, but I'm living off my hustle, digging in the crates, maneuver the track, went from rapper who produced to producer who raps, kid, respect drive if you don't respect rhymes, we all got I taste, but I stood the test of time.
And it's the fifth element, never repetitive, highly competitive, classy and elegant.
I'm getting busier.
Can't you tell?
I got the rhymes that sound so
And ever since I started moving up and popped off in class, I've been getting more attention and offered more ass. Listen, love women, can't stand sluts, needy as fuck, irritating, all of the above.
Yup,
my flow ain't pretty, rhymes ain't gritty, I'm in between from the country, living in the city, and record labels never saw a thing in me, but I can tour and have a thousand kids sing with me. A modern day hippie, changing up the norm, smoke dope, you could say I'm baking up a storm. I dress like I'm 16, spit like a pro, wear the same clothes in every video and every second show. This is me, try to do it comfortably. Lazy as hell, but I run my own company. And most music, really, I despise it. But I hate on everything, I even hate most of my
and
shit.
And it's the fifth element, never repetitive, highly competitive, classy and elegant.
I'm getting busier.
Can't you tell?
I got the rhymes
that sound so well.
And it's the fifth element, never repetitive,
ain't the same. I remember parents used to hate it, but hip-hop has grown up and now parents play it. Everybody in the grandmother love rap now, and everybody in the grandmother try to rap now. I'm a fan, but I'm losing my cool, cause every rapper that I hear keeps abusing their tools. You can't make an album with 12 battle tracks when your punchlines are whack and you can't make hyenas laugh. Most rappers don't like me, I can live with it. Diss me on your record, cause really I don't give a shit. Say that I'm a sellout, call my beats commercial. It's only music, man, I don't take none of it personal.
And it's the fifth element, never repetitive,
nah.
Highly competitive,
all right.
Happy and elegant.
Yeah, I'm getting busier.
And it's the fifth element,
all right.
Never repetitive,
nah.
Highly competitive,
uh-huh.
Classy and elegant.
Now
I'm getting busier.
Can't you tell? I got the rhymes that sound so well.
Taking time off from the acting, I gotta relax, I need a new beat.
Yo, for Stro, I got a few treats. You been up in the city,
nah,
now?
Only 2 weeks.
Cool, well, I'm sorry about the weather. It's been raining all week, I hope it gets a little better.
Either way, class, listen, I got an ill vision by the song I'm working on. You think you got the right rhythm?
Man, come on, you know I got some shit that'll break your neck. I used up what I want, but you can take what's left.
Don't give me bullshit, dog. You know I blaze the set. You know you got something to say for West. I got an ill concept, hip-hop. I will pay the real line, Destin's.
What?
1987, I've been rapping in the ciphers, in the sessions, and I'm still be getting stressed on the block. You know it's
hard to be hip-hop. And ain't nobody staying real. Don't pay bills when you showcase skill. Ain't nobody living off of doing windmills or painting train rails, that's real. It's hard to be hip-hop. Real, cause I don't pack steel, do my tracks appeal. And to the mass appeal, watch a fast they fail. Yeah, I'm hip-hop son until my casket's sealed. It's hard in the culture when the fans are fickle. Understand my issue, your old man will diss you.
1 minute you're whack and then your jam's official.
And then they switch again.
Throw bottles of cancer hit you. First they loved LL,
and then they hated him.
And then they loved him again,
and they degraded him.
So lately, basically, I don't know if I could play to win. Survival of the fittest, let me see what type of shape I'm in.
Yo, sure, when I was younger, like 19, I could spend all day writing rhyme schemes. Spitting freestyle and cypher in the streets. But now I got responsibility.
Yo, it's hard to be hip hop.
I love that.
Thinking life's like a video shoot, they ain't spitting the truth.
True, I got a similar view, but I guess that's a damage the industry do. I'm 28, unemployed, a grown-ass man, still trying to rap with no fallback plan.
Go all out, fam, you got nothing to lose, cause only to yourself you got something to prove.
Yeah, we gotta be hip-hop, it's all that we know. Lace up the shell toe strong.
Yo, on with the show, get the drum track going.
Yeah, enough small talk, but whatever you draw, keep it hard. It's gotta be hip-hop.
I love that.